basika yara basikora, mama ye kaya basikora, nimbrara yiko to ibara dosi.
Have you ever heard of the word? Well, I have. And I know that at this point you have no idea of what I'm talking about. Just as you still have no idea after I speak forth the missing word. And just like sword, certain words are irrational. Their images can be phantom in our mind, even if it's being spoken time after time. The iconic word here is privilege. So, have you ever heard of the word privilege? It's privilege, a person. If it were, I bet you to be the loneliest being on earth, as other creatures, most rarely humans, would rip it off of its worth. It's privilege, a bird. If it were, its wings would be pulled off by greedy men who want to show off to the whole world that they are literally in a high position. If privilege was a beautiful flower, would endow her with ugliness, as her petals would be our shade from the sun of hard work. You know, we all want the easy way, like it was easy what Jesus did on earth, and yet we call him the way. No way, you slap me on one cheek, I'm gonna do you the same. Privilege is we. Privilege is us. Privilege is everyone's status who obeys the call of the cross. But this call sometimes, of course, is not easy, and that's why there's a need for us to cast our cares upon him, take upon us his yoke, and become less than heavily laden. Privilege is you being able to do all things without growing weary. Privilege is me saying Father, referring to heaven and earth's master. Privilege is we being able to go into the presence of him whose presence is the origin of other existence. I am not less than able. Labor me not with words, see me not with eyes. Your five senses can deceive you. The mighty one whose fame is spread abroad has made me his vessel. But the me who I'm referring to here are Christians. Yes, those special sets of humans who have the license to undo charms. We are the mystery whom soon manifestation would shock the universe. The readiness of our heart mixed with the utterance of our mouth instantly sends angels to walk. A royal priesthood whose peculiarity sets a course for a holy nation. The state of our toxicity is a direct representation of the inherent world as light we have in us. But every I can't, I don't, I wouldn't, I couldn't, I shouldn't, I am not yet ready, I am tired already, I can't see possibilities. It's you being less of the situations you're privileged to overcome. So, for the record, it's not only the beggars on the street that are less privileged. Haha, can't you see that our nature is weird? The words we believe are absurd. Indeed, it's a privilege to be a part of this new creation. So, maybe my initial question isn't, where is privilege? But who is privilege? Who are privilege? Where is privilege? Hold on, hold on, hold on. I guess the answer to this question is us.
Tell me if a boy, tell me if a man, tell me if a king who was born in a manger, tell me if a God who can leave all his world, give his hell so much pain that it fell on this earth. Yet man could see that, man could feel that. Maybe the money, the fame, and the house, and the wife, or the car, and you call that a privilege. Then I think you must be out of the heritage. Let the one know that we are all choosing, but how can we do that when all our homes and our hearts is broken? So privilege is you, I, acknowledging him as the key to perfection. So privilege is you, and how you define your position in Jesus, Lord, make me your oracle. Lay your word beating me, so when I top privilege out of Jesus.
Freaked out.